Praise God. And as I was saying, our God is wonderful. Our God is awesome. And you know, the truth of the matter is this. And I love this. I'm going to share something with you guys. Every day that goes by, I fall more and more in love with my God. And that is awesome. If in case you are not falling in love with your God every single day, I encourage you to. I'm not going to say, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. Repent, sinner. No. There's many, many ways that you can express your love to God, and there's endless ways that the Lord can express His love towards you. And when you discover that connection, and when you discover Him, and you develop this relationship, every single day that goes by is a new day to be wowed by our God. And I love it. So, every single day I look forward to what the Lord is going to do today. Lord, what's on the agenda today? What's new today? How is it that you're going to wow me? And how is it that I can worship you to the best of my abilities? Because a lot of times there's also something great on the other side of us, totally allowing God to use us and submit ourselves to the Lord in all different types of ways, in ways that are both comfortable and uncomfortable, in trust, in faith, and knowing that God will take over.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, welcome everyone here this morning. Thank you for being here. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sunny day. It's a little bit chilly outside. It's been gusty lately. It's been a little bit windy. But the sun has been shining. And I actually like all seasons. I like it when it's cloudy. I like it when it's sunny. I love it when it's snowing. I really do, but you already knew that. So, at any given day that the Lord has given us, I will rejoice in it. Praise God. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much despite of who we are and how we are and how we have been. And thank you, Lord, for accepting us just the way we are. And thank you, Lord, for continually changing us, Lord, every single day. Thank you, Lord, for changing us in the image of your Son. Thank you, Lord, for renewing us every single day. And Lord, may we continue to enjoy this daily walk with you every single day, Lord. May we see how your hand is in every single thing. Open their eyes, Lord, to see and experience your true love and your true faithfulness. Lord, we bless your holy name. We exalt you. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I was praying to the Lord recently. I said, Lord, what am I going to talk about on Tuesday morning? I don't know what to say. There are certain times when I'm just, Lord, where do I go? There are times when the Lord leads me towards a topic, towards a subject. And He gives me all the resources that I need. He opens up my mind to understand. And different things come by experience. Different things come by me reading and learning and expanding my knowledge. And then there are oftentimes, believe it or not, it feels like I'm just stuck. And I said, Lord, I don't know where to go. And then it just happens. It could be in a moment's instance. It could be something that the Lord brought to my remembrance. It could be me just reading the Bible and a verse just grab me like this, chokehold, like you're not going anywhere, like right here. And then it just flourishes. Sorry about my aggressive elaboration here. Anyway. But you know what I'm trying to say. It just sort of grabs you and it fascinates you almost. And a verse that potentially you might have read so many times now all of a sudden has a totally new meaning. And this verse goes on with this verse, and then the Lord is sort of speaking to you and says, this is what it meant. You've experienced this just yesterday or last week or in this situation. Well, the topic to this morning's service, I'll give you right away, is called, or the title I should say, New. Not just new. Because one new is not enough. But when you say to someone new, that's unmistakable, correct? Let me give you an example. I was researching a piece of product. This electronic device used to belong to my father, but it was still in the box. And when I research it, you could find this stuff on eBay. You could find it on Amazon. You could find it on Best Buy. However, it's a product that is no longer made, right? It's already potentially even outdated. But there are some people who are asking X amount of dollars, and they're calling it new, but in parentheses, it's open box, right? Or you might go to, if you shop at Best Buy, if you frequent with Best Buy, you know that they might have a section, or actually everything in there is brand new, not a section. So everything is brand new, but they have an area where as though they have returns. I think they have a 10-day window or a 14-day window return. And then around this time of the year, around Christmas time, they extend the return window to, I think, about a month or a month and a half. You have them up until the first week of January. And I think the reason for that is because if you're buying it as a gift and the person who is receiving it, if it doesn't suit them, if it's not what they need or something like that, it gives them some extra time to exchange it or return it, etc. But they still call it new. This morning you heard me play that guitar over there. Before I purchased that guitar, I went to Guitar Center in Glen Burnie. No, it wasn't Glen Burnie. It was further down. I forgot. But south of Glen Burnie, Severna Park, I think it was. They had that model, but in a different tone wood. That one, that wood is called Koa. And the one that they had was Cocobolo, which sounded amazing. It was being sold as a new guitar, right? I wanted an electric guitar. But there was a story behind it. And it was at a massive discount. There was hundreds of dollars off the guitar. And they don't tell you this at first, but it had been purchased twice. And if I would have purchased a guitar, I would have been, maybe you can say the third owner, but the third purchaser, right? Keep it real clear. And the reason what made me question the salesperson a little bit was because I found some minute imperfections on the merchandise. Like a little ding mark, a very slight ding mark here, a ding mark there. Which could happen just on the floor unit because everybody picks it up and plays it and tests it out. But then I also seen a lot of stroke marks from a pick. So if you're stroking sometimes, especially if you're stroking somewhat aggressively, then on the body of the guitar here, it's going to have some velocity marks from the pick. And I see that and I said, wow, this almost looks like a used instrument. So then the manager fessed up and says, this product's been purchased twice. And the last person who returned it didn't return it with the case. So now they had to go find a case from another guitar or give me an off-brand case for free. Get it for free. Right. Okay. Now, it was a very nice discount. I will add that. But I was like, you know, I don't want something that's got some miles on it. Some extensive test drive miles. But here's the thing, right? This is the reason I'm telling you this story. It's because I think Guitar Center return policy is 30 days. So if the individual returns that product within those 30 days, it's still considered new. But if he returns it on the 31st day or the 32nd or the 35th, now he is trading it in. So it'll be considered as a trade because it's gone over the 30-day return window. And that's when it's labeled used, right? Go figure. But that's okay. You know, you get the lawyers involved. Okay, yeah. That's what the rule book says. But technically it's brand new because it's within 30 days. But it's being advertised as new. Now, the title to my sermon this morning is new, and I'm getting ready to explain why. We're going to read a chunk of verse here, 2 Corinthians 5, and we're going to cover verses 16 through 21. And I'm ready for that, Dion. Thank you. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oftentimes I quote this verse and I always add the word there, brand new. But that's on me. Verses 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, but has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you in Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We're going to break down certain parts of the verses that we just read right now. But of keen interest right now on the verses that we just finished reading is the term new that we find in verses 17. Brother Dion, are you able to zero in on that verse 17 for me, please? Can you just seclude that? You hit backspace and then there we go. Thank you, brother. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become, and as I often say, brand spanking new. Fresh out of the box. And this is where I want to focus on right now. A keen interest right now is being placed on this word new. Paul had his choice of either two words when he wrote this letter. Two words he had to choose from. The first one is kainos, and the second one is neos. N-E-O-S. Neos. Kainos and neos. But he chose the one that best suited God's purpose when he wrote these words right now. He was trying to prove a point. And here's the point. The word that he chose was kainos, indicating that newness in the sense of fresh existence. Fresh. Now, potentially you might be asking, okay, so what does neos mean? Neos means newness in a sense of renovation. For example, repairing something that already exists. You understand? So this is not a fact of, okay, I'm going to purchase this used instrument and I'm going to recondition this instrument to the point that it's going to be better than when it was new. To the point that it's going to be like brand new. No, it's not a reconditioning process. It is brand spanking new. Fresh existence. A brand new fresh existence is the word kainos. And in this context, our Lord God is describing a transformation in the inner man from the carnality to the spiritual thought, to the spiritual conduct. Brand new. The new creation is not merely a repair job of the old existence from the old carnal nature. And oftentimes, us Christians, we tend to interpret this passage just that way. We look at this passage and we say, okay, the Lord is going to fix me up. The Lord is going to fix what's been broken. The Lord is going to restore. The Lord is going... And you know, my brother, you know, my sister, God bless you for that. God bless you for that. I'm not going to down talk. And how the Lord does it is totally up to Him. I won't dare say how the Lord does what He does. He does what He does, how He does it, when He does it, how He pleases to do it for the honor and glory of His name. But ultimately, when we are quoting this verse, so you fully understand what it's trying to say, this is brand spanking new. This is not a re-overhaul. This is not a fresh oil change. This is not just a tune-up. The Lord is not tuning you up. He's giving something to you that is fresh, brand spanking new. A new heart, a new nature, a brand new mind, a new way of thinking. He's not right now in the business of changing. He's just going to give you a brand new one. Brand new one. Kainos. The word kainos here. Praise God. It is a complete change of your heart, of your mind, of your nature that had not been there before. Before the conversion, when you dedicated your life to Christ. And the apostle nudges our thought to a parallel incident that is in the Bible when God created a particular person by the name of Adam. Why am I bringing Adam to this conversation now? Because Adam was brand new, wasn't he? He was a brand new creation. So sometimes when we stop and we dissect all of this, the first person that comes to our mind would be Adam. Adam is brand spanking new. Adam was an entity who did not exist before God acted. In this creation described in 2 Corinthians 5, though, our Lord God is not exercising his divine power by creating an entirely new person, but he is fashioning a new heart. He is fashioning a brand new nature that will produce righteousness, that will produce all types of righteousness for the honor and glory of his name. In contrast to the old nature that produced self-centered sin. The old nature, put yourself first above everything. The old nature was mean. The old nature was cold. All types of things. And one by one, our God is calling people out of the enemy's worldly system and creating a family kingdom described in multiple locations throughout his word. We have all borne the physical and character image of the sinner Adam. We have been born from that. And we are now being created in the spiritual image of the holiness of the righteousness, a sinless Jesus Christ. Even though we were born and we are descendants of Adam, by all means, we are now being changed. Things are going to be reformed, brand spanking new. Can I please have 1 Corinthians 15, 48 and 49? And for this, I think it's much easier for us to understand if I can have the King James, please, Dion. I set a note here because I was comparing. Lately, I've been comparing different translations, and I've discovered a few things. But here, this one is a little bit easier to understand because it's straight to the point. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, verses 45 speaks about Adam. As a matter of fact, Dion, could you do me that favor, please? Can you backtrack and put verse 45 for me? I didn't put it on the scripture list, but if you don't mind throwing it up for me right there, it says, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit." Right? Of the two men mentioned right now, our Lord Jesus was the second. He existed from all eternity. But as man, he came after Adam. He came from heaven, and everything he did and said was heavenly and spiritual rather than earthy and even soulish. As it is with these two figures right now that we read, so it is with their followers. So it is with those that follow after one or the other. Those who are born of Adam inherit his characteristics of sin, of deceit, of murder, and everything else. And also those who are born of Christ. The new creation that we talked about. The Bible here says that they are heavenly people. Heavenly people. And as we have borne the characteristics of Adam as to the natural birth, this is how you came to existence, through a natural birth, we shall also bear the image of Christ in our resurrection body. Things are going to change. And the process starts right now when we dedicate our life to God. The new creation begun by God with repentance and conversion The human being is just the beginning of a massive creation that will surely follow because God has willed it as part of His plan since the beginning of time. This was all God's plan from the very beginning. If I could please have Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And that is God's will, God's purpose in our life. If our Lord says that we are a new creation in Christ, if this is what He says, this is what I'm going to believe. This is who you are. When you firmly, truly dedicated your life to God, there is no second guessing. None whatsoever. God's word is just as irresistible and effective as the rain and the snow. All the armies of the world cannot stop a snowstorm, can they? Or cannot stop the rain. And they accomplish their intended purpose as the Lord has commanded. God's word never fails to achieve its aim, ever. So if He says that I am a brand new creation, there is no second guess about it. If the Lord says that I am heavenly, well, guess what? You're looking at an angel. No. You're looking at a heavenly man. I am looking at a heavenly woman. I am looking at a holy woman, a holy man. Praise the Lord. His word provides an idea of what it entails, alerting God's children of the new, brand new creation that has begun in them and will expand and expand indefinitely. We will continue to grow. We will continue moving from glory to glory. We will continue to receive power because our God is infinite. He is everlasting. Can I please have Isaiah 42:9, please? Behold, the former things have come to pass. New things I declare before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is our Lord God. And furthermore, He adds this, same book of Isaiah, but now 65:17, it adds to this. For behold, I created new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. Why do I bring this up right now? If the Lord is a God of newness, fresh, the Bible says, sing unto the Lord a new song. I think about this verse often, not because of the musical side of things, but how the Lord, His character, how it is. Everything is reviving. Everything is starting fresh. You know, we shed skin and we shed hair and we grow new skin and new hair. Our taste buds change. Every few years, what is it, 7 years I think it is? 5 to 7 years. The grass, the flowers, the leaves, the trees, the seasons, all these things, our God is a God of newness, of wholeness. And if He says that the old things are in the past and He no longer remembers them, recollects them, that also implies to your nature. Whatever you have done, whatever you have gone through, whatever your past might be, once you are in the Lord, they are gone and forever forgotten about. It no longer comes to mind. It's not an issue. It's not a topic. It's not a conversation. It's done. The prophet chooses to use the Hebrew word hadas, H-A-D-A-S, hadas, which means this, new. Brand new. Not revived, not refurbished, overhauled. No, brand new. And that, as kainos, is used in the New Testament Greek, indicates that which did not exist before. Quote, that which did not exist before, unquote. The meaning of the word new. Brand new. Brand spanking new. And now Isaiah 9:7 clinches the never-ending expansion of God's purpose in these words. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. His government will be peaceful. His government will be endless. As the word describes here, sitting upon the throne of David, he will rule with judgment and justice. How will all this be brought about, potentially might be asking? Through the Lord's jealous care for his people, we'll perform this. And finally this morning, I want to leave you with these words that come from Isaiah 66, 22 and 23, which contain even more exciting news. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. That is every single one of us that have been renewed, have been made new. Old things have passed away. Now we are able to come into the presence of our God, leaving behind what our past is, leaving behind what our old man, our old nature is, or was, let me just say. And with newness, worship God. With a free mind, with a free conscience, out of will, out of your love for your God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Lord, for making us brand new. And Lord, for all of those listening to this right now and participating in this Bible study, may they believe, Lord, your word, that they are a new creation. Not an overhaul. No, Lord. Not a tune-up, but brand spanking new. You are a God, Lord, of newness. And Lord, thank you so much for that, Lord. Thank you that we can come to you, a new person, Lord, and just fall before your feet and worship and accepting us, Lord. Thank you so very much. Lord, we worship you and we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.